Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Sign up to our loyalty programme and reap the rewards at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Broadcaster and podcaster Fionnuala Jones, good afternoon.
Hi Brendan, how are you?
I'm great, thanks. Fionnuala, I know this is a very important time of year in your world, so thank you for taking time out. Is Halloween actually bigger than Christmas now for you?
Yeah, 100%, I think. I'm obsessed with Halloween, which is funny because I wasn't like mad into it as a kid. Like I went trick-or-treating and stuff like that. Like I did stuff, whatever, but I feel like I've really come into the holiday as an adult and I find so much more joy and fun in it now.
Is Halloween, it's a huge thing for Gen Z, is it?
I think so, yeah. I feel like it's just this opportunity to kind of be a kid again, be with your friends, kind of impress your friends, get creative, dress up. It's not necessarily about, obviously when we were kids, as I said, it's about the trick-or-treating, it's about the sweets, it's about, again, that was about being with your friends on kind of a smaller level.
Yeah.
But I think as an adult, it's kind of, you're straddling the best of both worlds. You're being a kid by being silly and dressing up, but you're spending time with them in an adult setting, I think.
Yeah, and also, unlike Christmas, you don't have to do it with your family. So it's like a friend's Christmas. The costume thing is pretty competitive too, is it?
100%. And now I think there's positives and negatives to that. I think social media is largely responsible for that. I think even with being able to kind of see people's costumes and get inspiration. I know that's been a big thing for me. I always kind of take each year as a new challenge to kind of one-up myself and one-up other people. And I love it because it gives me an excuse to be creative. But I know also it can be a bit of a comparison trap thing for some people. But honestly, seeing people's creativity on display, honestly, like this is, oh, it's my favourite time of month on social media, I think.
So when would you start working on a Halloween costume plan?
Now, Brendan, I like putting myself under enormous pressure usually. So last year, I actually did it in a day. I went as the Lewis mascot, whose name is Tremogue. I did that in a day, which was probably my greatest achievement.
Do you know this what? I've year, seen it and it was fantastic. Yeah.
It's incredible. I love Tremogue. But this year I said, even despite my two weddings, I said, right, I need to prioritise this and make time. So I actually started just after the wedding. I started at the start of the month. So I've given myself a nice 4-week runway for my costume this year.
And can you tell me what your costume is?
Oh, Brendan, if I were to tell you that, I'd have to kill you, unfortunately. All I'll say is it's an Irish icon involving a lot of paper mache. I have to make a sphere for my body. It'll all make sense. It'll all make sense in approximately 2 weeks.
Okay, send it on to me when you do it.
I will.
Talk me through some of your costumes past.
Okay, so costumes past, I would have done, like for me, it's all about kind of trying to make things from scratch usually. And like, so I'm not a good sewer, but I'll sew anything together. I suppose my most impressive one from that perspective, and the one that people always bring up to me, is I went as, there was a villain in Powerpuff Girls, if people remember that cartoon, and he was like kind of a devil, but like very campy. His name was Him. He has these kind of lobster claws, but he has this tutu and he's kind of ballerina-esque. I made the tutu from scratch and I made these lobster claws to wear. Totally impractical at a Halloween party. I couldn't pick up my drinks or anything, but I looked class, so it didn't really matter.
Amazing.
That was probably one of my favourite ones. But I've gone like simpler before. I did Debbie Thornbury from The Wild Thornberrys. I think one of the first ones I did actually was Nurse Joy from Pokemon as well, which was fun. I've done Cynthia from Rugrats. Angelica's like bedraggled doll with the hair. I actually went on telly dressed as that and couldn't see a thing, but had a ball. I love it.
Do you have to make the costumes? So is it considered bad form to buy your costume, yeah?
I think it's better crack. And I think you get better crack out of it yourself. I think other people get better crack out of it if you make it yourself. Although, if you have a really good costume that you've bought and put together, I mean, I just effort, so I'll never begrudge you that way.
What are your predictions for the big costumes this year?
I think we're going to be seeing a lot of K-pop Demon Hunters. Obviously, I think we'll be even seeing that with kids as well because it's taking over. I think we'll be seeing a lot of Wednesday Addams again because it's kind of easy. I think some people, again, they want something kind of a bit easy and a bit effortless, so people will immediately get. I think, honestly, the Coldplay Kiss Cam could be huge because,
okay,
again,
would that be a couple's job then, yeah?
100%, yeah. Imagine if you have an unwilling boyfriend, husband, or girlfriend or wife who kind of, you know, they don't really want to put in a huge amount of effort. That's so easy. You just have to hold each other for the night in a room. And people will get it, I think. It's so easy. Our presidential candidates, of course, is Catherine Connolly with her soccer ball, Keep You Uppies. Heather with her pearl necklace and her cup of coffee. Jim Gavin, you just turn up to the party and then leave early. Like, it's pretty, pretty simple, like, you know.
Okay. What about Taylor? Is she a costume?
Oh, Taylor would be huge, I think, and another big couple's costume as well. Obviously, Taylor Swift, huge new album. That, I mean, if you want to get the feathers and the pearls out, Taylor Swift is the best excuse for it with The Life of a Showgirl. And then again, maybe you have a reluctant partner. All they need is like a Letterman jacket or some kind of football and they're Travis Kelce.
Perfect. And then on the night then, do you go into town or is it house parties?
I'm a big house party advocate. I way prefer house party because I just think it's funnier to kind of, you're dealing with kind of a safe group of people,
see their reactions
and stuff, and it becomes an inside joke that will last for years. Although I have gone into town into costume before. I went to a concert actually one Halloween in the Three Olympia, and it was on Halloween night, so I was like, everyone will be dressed up. I went as 11 from Stranger Things, so had like the bloody nose and my waffles in the bag and my blonde wig and everything like that. Not a sinner was dressed up other than me. I looked absolutely insane, but I don't regret it because I had a ball.
Okay. For people who aren't mad into dressing up, any kind of minimalist ideas they could do?
Absolutely. I'm not really good at wordplay ones, and when I read them after, I'm like, oh, that was so good, but they're usually so simple. You want to be a breadwinner, all you need is a medal, carry a loaf of bread. Easy. Another bread-related one for some reason, because everyone has bread.
Okay.
If you're ginger, get another loaf of bread. You're a gingerbread man, of course.
Okay, so bread's a good one all around, yeah.
Bread's a cupboard staple and a Halloween costume staple, apparently.
You could dress as a new baby and have a loaf of bread and be born in bread.
Oh, Brendan, I love this. See, this is the hive mind that we need for the people. This is the heads knocking together for everyone else. You want to be a ceiling fan? Get a T-shirt. Just play my T-shirt. Write gold ceilings on it. Perfect.
Okay, Fionnuala Jones, enjoy Halloween. Thank you very much.
Goodbye.
I know. I can sense you will. Bye.